This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, visiting with us on the program is Mr. Jeremy Cage, president of the Cage Group, a firm that helps businesses and organizations unleash their full potential with breakthrough strategies, marketing, and innovation solutions. Jeremy sailed around the world with his family and is the author of All Dreams on Deck, Charting the Course for Your Life and Work. Mr. Cage, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks very much, Eric. Great to be here.
It certainly is our pleasure to have you, and you've certainly got a story to tell. So first of all, for starters, what is your philosophy on dreams? Let's start there.
Well, I actually think that dreams are the most powerful force on the planet, and we don't treat them as such. If you think about it for a second, Eric, this country started as a dream. Every company started as a dream. Every brand, every service, and also every relationship, and actually every life started as a dream. And so I think they're the most powerful force on the planet, and we should be taking them more seriously.
You bet we should. And also, explain your thoughts on the lifeboat. What better person to ask than yourself?
Well, that's right. So I have this foundational belief that I capture in the book, which is that I don't think there's such a thing as work-life balance, because I think that's a gross oversimplification of us as human beings. I think there is life balance, of which work is a part. And I use the idea of a lifeboat, because you put stuff in a lifeboat that's not just going to help you sort of survive, but also thrive. And if you throw in everything into it, the lifeboat's going to sink. So what I do, and what I encourage your listeners and the readers of my book to do, is figure out what are the most important grab bags in your lifeboat, and what are the dreams you have for each of those? Because you shouldn't just have one dream. You should have a dream for your family, a dream for your career, a dream for your health, a dream for your, you know, for your philanthropy efforts, you name it. So the idea of the lifeboat is, you know, we're pretty complex as human beings. So just figure out what are the most important, you know, components of your life or grab bags in your lifeboat. And then, you know, and then I challenge, you know, again, your listeners or my readers to really figure out what are the dreams that you have for each of those different elements in the lifeboat.
Awesome. I like that perspective. Now, tell us more about why you think that most people are going to die full of potential. That's pretty sad.
I know that sounds a little depressing, doesn't it? But actually, it's the same applies to businesses. You know, like the proof is that most businesses and most people die full of potential. But most importantly, it's potential as defined by themselles, not me defining your potential or you defining mine. It's what I believe my full potential is. And I think one of the foundational issues that is, you know, resulting in that is the fact that people are dreaming vaguely, they dream vaguely, and they dread specifically. So they have this vague dream of what success looks like in any of the different components of their lives. And because it's a vague dream, you do what I call dread specifically, which means like all of a sudden all of the things get in the way and they paralyze you from ever achieving that dream. And to give you a bit of a sense on the sailing around the world thing, you know, if we had just said one day we want to sail around the world with our kids, I guarantee it would never have happened because, you know, what about the mortgage? What about the kids' safety? What about their education? What about taking a break mid-career? What about da-da-da-da-da? All of that would have paralyzed us from ever achieving that dream, and we would be dying full of potential.
Certainly understand what you're saying. So now what do you suggest our listeners do to dramatically alter that outcome that you mentioned?
So I think the critical thing from my perspective is you got to start by flipping that on its head. So instead of dreaming vaguely and dreading specifically, you got to flip that on its head and you've got to dream specifically and dread vaguely. So the more specific and articulate you can get about your dream, and the more you focus on that, then you just deal with the dreads or the fears or the obstacles one by one. And you dramatically alter the outcome and your ability to actually achieve that dream. And again, using the sailing example, what we ended up doing is saying, okay, we need to go when the kids are old enough that they can remember it, old enough that they can help, old enough that it can shape them, but still young enough that it's okay to be with mom and dad. And we said, okay, so we need to go when Bradley's 12 and Elena's 10, which means we need to go in 2007, you know, like we need to set sail in 2007. So we all of a sudden got really specific about it, said if we're going to do this thing, you know, we got really specific about it. We knew when we needed to go, what we needed to have in place, and of course we made it happen.
And you certainly got to love that. Today we are joined by Mr. Jeremy Cage, the president of the Cage Group, a firm that helps businesses and organizations unleash their full potential with breakthrough strategy, marketing, and innovation solutions. Jeremy is also the author of All Dreams on Deck, Charting the Course for Your Life and Work, here on eHealth Radio's Family Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. So, Mr. Cage, what is the ladder of intentionality?
Well, I talk about this in the book, and it's really what I would say is the next thing that you need to do once you've got your very specific dream. You need to get intentional about it. And I use the idea of the ladder in the book because I think the higher you go on the ladder, sometimes like the riskier and the like more uncomfortable it gets. And it's a little bit the same way with intentionality. And I think the lowest rung on the ladder is if you just think about something, because there's no risk involved there, right? You can have the thought and then you can sort of bat it around in your brain for a little bit and then, you know, and then the thought leaves. So there's no intentionality. So, you know, you climb up the ladder when you actually write something down, because then someone could read it. And by the way, that someone could be you. You know, you could, you know, hold yourself accountable to your fitness goal or your health goal or your, you know, your dream to do this or that. The next step up the ladder is, you know, it's actually declaring it out loud, you know, and telling folks about your dream. Then all of a sudden because now it's your word, right? And so now your level of intentionality is significantly higher than at the bottom rung. But I would actually suggest that you get to the top of the ladder of intentionality where you've not only declared it out loud, but you've declared your dream with such great intention that you actually have everyone else talking about it. And then something magical happens. One is you start to feel responsible to these people for your dream. So you're like, so it increases your intentionality dramatically. But an additional consequence of that is that you end up creating a community of people around you that can help lift you up and support you and help you achieve your dream. So at that point, you've climbed all the way up the ladder of intentionality, and I think you have a significantly greater chance of making each of the dreams in your lifeboat come to fruition.
I certainly would be curious. How did you go about the planning and preparing to sail around the world with your family? What an experience of a lifetime!
Yeah, you know, it was amazing, Eric. This is another key component of making any dream come true, be it a business, be it, again, you know, a relationship, be it your personal fitness, you name it. And that is the planning and the preparation. You can't just hope it's going to happen. I might have a dream one day to be a NASCAR driver, but if I haven't done the planning and the preparing to figure out how to drive a NASCAR, you know, race car, then it's not going to end well. So what we did is we did a lot of planning and preparation. We figured out what are we going to do with the kids' education, and we found a supply, you know, we found somebody who did homeschooling in a way that would work on the boat. I did marine diesel mechanics. My wife took medical, you know, like offshore medical training. She did abandoned ship training. We took the kids and the whole family to do, you know, navigation and boat handling training, so that in the event that my wife and I were either swept aboard, you know, swept out to sea, or we, you know, something happened to both of us, that the kids, even though they were 12 and 10 when we set off, would have been perfectly capable to not just sail the boat, but also to navigate it to our next destination. So there was a lot of planning and preparing that was involved. And I would submit that, you know, for dreams both big and small, because not every dream is a sail around the world dream, you know, for dreams both big and small, the more intentional you are, the better. But then also the better that you plan and prepare, then again, you just continue to increase the odds of achieving your full potential during the course of your life.
Also, can you unpack the word courage and why you believe it is so critical in all aspects of our lives?
Well, it is. It's a phenomenal word. I think courage is a tremendous word. I think it's one of the key traits that I think is missing in a lot of business leaders today. You know, just given all of the pressures of Wall Street and everything like that, it's sometimes hard to be courageous. But at the end of the day, we could have planned all of our sailing trip and this, that, and the other. But at some point, we actually have to have the courage to untie the boat and set sail. Not just untie the boat and set sail, but also to venture out into the unknown. And the exciting thing about courage is it's like a muscle. And so the more you exercise the muscle, you know, with small, you know, day-to-day courageous decisions, to go to, you know, like today, I don't feel like going to the gym, but I'm going to go. I mean, that's courage. You know, like courage is a muscle, and the more you use it, the more you train it, the more courageous you become. So as you go through this approach that I propose in All Dreams on Deck, where you get specific about your dream, you know, and then you get intentional about it, and you do all of this planning and preparation, what you're actually doing is building your courage muscle. And that is going to equip you to be able to actually make the decisions and set sail towards whatever your dreams are, you know, in all of the different components, if you will, of your lifeboat.
Mr. Cage, it certainly has been inspirational to have had you. A lot of rich information here that not only can better us in our lives, but also affect our health in a lot of ways as well. So we really do appreciate your time spent with us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a last tip here in conclusion?
Well, I guess it would be a challenge. I think a challenge to all of your listeners. You know, I would submit that it's never too late, regardless of whether you're just graduating from college, whether you're mid-career, or whether you've just retired. It's never too late to actually get truly intentional about your dreams and chart the course for the rest of your life and work. And so I would just say to every one of your listeners, go for it. And I think it will take you to places that you, up to now, have only dreamed you can get to.
And who doesn't get excited about the sounds of that? Well, Mr. Cage, again, thanks for joining us. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details, not only on how they can get your book, All Dreams on Deck, Charting the Course for Your Life and Work, but also your firm as well, The Cage Group?
Yeah, so all in the sort of the usual places. So my website is thecagegroup.org, and folks can go there, and they can also see some information about the book there. And then, of course, the book is available at most retailers across the country, and, of course, Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. So you can get it in all of those locations.
Again, Mr. Cage, it certainly has been a delight to have had you with us, and continued success to you. And thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, appreciate the invitation, Eric. Thanks very much.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure has certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeremy Cage, the president of The Cage Group, a firm that helps businesses and organizations unleash their full potential with breakthrough strategies, marketing, and innovation solutions. Jeremy is also the author of All Dreams on Deck, Charting the Course for Your Life and Work. And for all the details, visit thecagegroup.org. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Again, thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.